This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Access to reproductive care was the focus of a briefing today by new House Democratic Assistant Leader and Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Surrounded by other leaders on the subject, Neguse reaffirmed that Democrats want to protect access to services from abortion to IVF. He says the American people strongly support these issues.
And that is why House Democrats will continue to fight for reproductive care for all women, to put families first, to defend fundamental freedoms, and to protect critical care for the American people.
The Democrats, including Congresswoman Diana DeGette, say they'd work to codify abortion access into law if they retake the House. But that issue is unlikely to pass the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State agriculture and health officials held a town hall today over the ongoing avian flu outbreak. The virus recently jumped from birds to domestic dairy cattle herds, and that's fueled concerns about the disease spreading to other species. But experts say the public threat remains low. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says there have only been 2 human cases of the disease detected since 2022.
At this point, we do not believe that this virus has adapted to be able to spread from person to person. So additional genetic changes would be needed in this virus for that to be able to happen.
People who work with livestock are most at risk of contracting avian flu. The state is looking for surges in reports of flu-like symptoms to investigate whether there are more human infections than they realize. You're listening to CPR News.